to a degree, you are considered to be insane. Insane. Because your mind is flipped like that within seconds. Then, okay, he killed the man, fine. They're gonna put him in an electric chair, fine. So there's two lives taken. Okay. But, me again. Just take, you know, just by taking that man, counseling, try to rehabilitate him, you know, try to restore his faith in our society or our structure or whatever the case may be, because all of it just been knocked down, you know. It's just like a kid on the beach, here he is, you know, building this beautiful house, you know, with all the trimmings and everything, and all of a sudden he comes back. See, like everything's just been deflated, you know, your ego, your time, everything, you know. And this man is nice, you know, a decent, respectable individual. Within seconds, he'll kill anybody to protect what is his. Now, when you find these others, you know, who just go on GP killing now. Because they're a bunch of maniacs. Hey, yeah, juice them but good. Juice them but good charcoal. Yeah, in that respect, I can see that. And then maybe can instill enough fear into people. But people don't care about fear when they're pushed against that wall. They don't care about the results or the consequences. They want immediate satisfaction. Immediate. Now you think, by them saying, hey, people put the electric chair on you. I want to stop all of that. The first thing is, I don't give a damn about no electric chair. Would be his first reaction. He says, as a matter of fact, I'll get in the chair and I'll help pull the switch. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have to do this right now because the man has done this, he's done that, he's taken this, he's taken food out of my children's mouth, taking the clothes off my children's back, taking the roof off my children's head. He don't give a damn about no electric chair. He'd be willing to go. Because I know I'll do it.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to do it. I'm not saying I won't. I know we'll do it. But then sometimes you might be forced to have somebody be around you, try to, you know, talk to you, calm you down, you know, strap you down or tie you down or hang you down or do whatever it is. You know, till you get all that steam, you know, off your system, you know, for the time being. And then suppose nobody's there. He gonna raving mad, because everybody gonna protect their own flock of herd the best way they know how. I mean, you can't fault, you know, an individual for that. You really can't. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay.
And how do you feel about it? Tell
well,
us to the mic.
Okay. Hold the mic. No, I mean, you're basically right. I mean, there's somebody that does go out. Well, there's a difference. There's, according to the law, there's like first degree murder. That's the guy that go out and burn anybody just, you know, because their hair is parted to the left, you know. And those people should be juiced, you know. And then there's the other kinds that would murder under the circumstances you were talking about. And that would be more of a, I think, more of a second degree murder, something like that. And usually they give a sentence. More so than that.
Okay, now the first degree murder would be the one where you get the sentence.
Yes. Well,
I mean the juice.
Yeah. I mean, first degree is like premeditated. You know, you sit there and plan how you can burn this guy. And the second degree would be more like, you know, just went off your rocker at the time.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What the...